Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
Welcome to the RAND CRE Show, commercial real estate with no stone left unturned.
Hey everyone, welcome to the RAND CRE Show. I'm your host, Mike Taravella, and today we're going to understand a very important document when it comes to commercial real estate investing, and that is your rent roll. So we're going to go in the perspective of acquisition mode and managing mode to make sure that you better understand the rent roll, what to look out for, what to key in on, and how to keep everyone accountable in the process. So first things first is understanding your occupancy. This is important on the buy side because your number one investor, the lender, is going to want to make sure that you understand that you're hitting your key performance indicators. So the biggest thing for agency debt is that 90%, the occupancy threshold is generally around 90% or greater for the last 90 days. So as you're going through the deal and say you get under, underwriting it, due diligence, and getting it under contract, you need to make sure that you're at least hitting that threshold throughout, because what can happen is your proceeds get cut in half, which means you have to raise more money, which means it could be cutting it thin when it comes to closing. So just making sure you have performance clauses with the seller and making sure they're doing their job throughout the process. Also, when it comes to the managing side, occupancy is super important, obviously, to hit your key performance indicators that you underwrote it at. But more importantly, it's just making sure you're understanding the trends in the marketplace. So really important that you know that, but also just making sure that if there's any major swings. And at Foley, we have vacant-rented and vacant-unrented, which at first they're both vacant. But the key thing to hone in on is the dash indicates what the next resident is going to do. So unrented just means there's no current resident in place, versus rented means there's going to be a resident in place and we've collected a movement fee, which is good. So some vacancy isn't always treated the same, but it's important you understand the upcoming move-ins and whatnot when you manage. The next indicator keep hone in on your rent roll is market rents. So on the acquisition side, it's important to make sure that you understand what the true market rents are, because if you're buying a true value add deal, if you're turning a C to a B or B to an A, which, know your market cycles, but it's important that you have your true market rent and you're doing your own homework, because sometimes sellers may think that they're trying to get top-notch rents and advertising it, and they might not be getting it, but it's important that you do your homework as an investor and prove out the comps within that area, whether it be similar age, similar unit count, similar sizes, and similar bedroom unit mix. Important you know that. But also on the managing side, obviously it's important because you need to understand market rents have skyrocketed in many markets in the Southeast, including Knoxville and Lexington, Kentucky. So it's super important that you understand, are we at market, below market, above market? So we generally like to make sure that every quarter, at least quarterly, but sometimes monthly, just making sure we're hitting our metrics and seeing if we're getting rents to take. So it's super important that you just understand where you lie in the competitive landscape, but more importantly, that you're doing these heat checks every once in a while to see if your market rents are there. Next is the actual rent charged for your residents. So on the acquisition side, it's important because your market rent versus your actual rent, that difference is your loss to lease. So when you're underwriting, you can make sure that you're having considerable burn off of loss to lease to get to market in a timely manner. Don't do it overnight or over within a year unless you have a full rehab plan. But I think it's staggering that loss to lease over your hold period. But also too, it's just making sure kind of what your low end and your high end rents are. Sometimes a value add opportunity could be, hey, we got one unit that's way above market, but it's making sure that does this appear reasonable based on my market rents, but also how low those rents are. Sometimes you'll see indicators of their leases starting 15 years ago, but and they haven't really marginally increased. So just making sure you understand, hey, on average, where your market rents are or your actual rents are for each of the unit types, and then making sure you have comps to it. So understanding that spread is super important. And then on the actual rent side, on the management side, it's really important to know that, are you making a dent in that effective rent and burning off the loss to lease? So it's just making sure, is there any concessions or anything that needs to be done that your property manager is doing that you can hold them accountable to make sure they're executing your business plan? Because if not, then there has to be tweaks and adjustments and those tougher conversations, which is fine, but it's just making sure that you're hitting the mark. The other factor, looking at the fourth factor, is the lease to and lease from date. These are important because the lease from dates are when they originally signed up. So that's when you can see the value add of potential if they've lived there for 5-10 years and haven't moved, because generally those indicate lesser rents than market. The lease from or lease to date is important because if all of your leases expire on the same date, there's a lot more risk associated with it. And I'm not saying you have to necessarily run away from the deal, but you have to have your team in place, because say you close the deal October 31st and November 1st, all the leases expire. You may have your entire complex move out. And I've heard horror stories of that, but it's super important that you understand how many leases expire. When do those notices need to go out? What's our renewal plan? What's our renovation plan? Do we have the capability if everyone moves out that day one? And also, more importantly, is it capitalized? So I think that's super important when you're looking on the acquisition of, do we have the manpower and the capitalization to make sure we can tackle that deal? So not to scare anyone, but it's just making sure that's another nuance that you keep in tabs on. And also, when it comes to the management side of things, it's super important you do that, because generally you want your leases to expire in the summer months. So maybe you have the stagger the leases and do some, if you have a bunch of leases ending in October, November, December, maybe you do some 16, 15 months just to kind of make sure they're in the summer months so you can turn them, renovate, and get full market rents. Obviously each market's different, but it's one thing to consider when you're doing your renewals and whatnot, or even short-term leases. So it's very important that you know that. And the last, but not least, number five is understanding the balances. And I've seen, if you're on the acquisition side and you don't see the delinquency number, ask for 30, 60, and 90 day reports, because your number one investor, the bank, is going to ask. You need to understand that. They need to know what the cash basis looks like. So make sure you ask for it. And that's just the number one thing for the last 2 years. So just making sure you understand your delinquency. On the management side, it's insanely important, because you need to understand who's paying and who's not. So on our team, we have a delinquency narrative that shows anyone who has a material past due balance. Sometimes there's some small balance stuff that we take note on, but anyone who has a past due balance, we make sure that we understand, what is the story? Do we need to file an eviction? Have we gotten rental assistance? Do they have a promise to pay and they've been executing it? Do they lose their job? Like, what is happening? Because in the end, we want to make sure we're making an impact for residents. And so if they've been paying every time and it's a one-off, great, but we need to abide by the lease. But it's just important that we're documenting that, so then there's not recurring issues and we have it documented to help protect us for eviction court and whatnot. So super important you understand your delinquencies and own them and know them. Because imagine if you're in February 2020, you had a person carrying a 5-month balance, and then March 2020 hit, and then they could have not paid for even longer. So it's super important to understand who's in, who's paying, who's not paying, and what your market rents is, and you can eventually take over the world soon enough. So investor pro tip, know your rent rule, understand your takeover plan, make sure you're capitalized and take over the world. And if you have any questions, reach out to me at MikeT@RanSiri.com. And until then, we'll see you next week.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.